eagle just sitting beautifully on the...
77 Australians decked out in matching red parkas were not inconspicuous as they spent the day touring cultural and historic sites around Unalaska. The passengers were from the 289-foot Orion II, a 50-suite cruise ship docked at Dutch Harbor, and they're on their way to Petropavlovsk on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. The passengers split into groups and toured museums, went birdwatching, and stopped at the Russian Orthodox Cathedral. Among them was passenger Rob Tuckett from the east coast town of Byron Bay. He said the group started in Vancouver, B.C.
We all flew over from Australia, got on board, and we've been wending our way up for the last 2 weeks, you know, through all the icebergs and the glaciers and whatever. Been to Geographic Harbour, Kodiak. We're here for a day, and then we just work our way down the Aleutians and then across to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatka. That's the one. in Russia, and then do the Kuril Islands for a week, across to Sakhalin Island, Korsakov, and then down to Sapporo in Japan.
Inside the cathedral, the group is treated to an exhaustive tour by Sharon Svarni Livingston. She sketched the history of the Russian colonial period up to modern day and shows off some of the cathedral's unique treasures.
This great big long one above the iconostasis that spans the width of this room was a gift from the last Tsar of Russia, Nicholas. And he gave it to us sometime between 1910 and 1917.
Cruise ship landings in Unalaska are limited to only a few a year and have been on the decline, says Elisa Sensky, the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. This year, the Orion II is one of only three scheduled for the year.
That's a very light number. I've been doing this for 3 years now. My first summer I had 14, last year I had 4, and this year only 3.
But she says she recently received word from the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference that there may be a new line interested in Unalaska.
I just actually, Swampsea, a representative, contacted me. There is a smaller cruise ship line looking to tap into the Alaska market, into our quaint little city, so we fit the profile. And so next year, it looks like 2012 and 2013, we'll start building the number of cruise ships again.
It's challenging to bring cruise ships to the port of Dutch Harbor. That's not only because of the limited organized activities for cruise ship passengers, but also the high cost of doing business in the Aleutians.
It's tough for us because a lot of vessels, they'll call and they'll say, okay, well, this is what we want, give me a quote. Well, I'll give them their quote. And I had a woman tell me that we are more expensive than Tokyo, the most expensive city in the world. And I tried to explain to her, you know, I'm sorry that this is what it costs to do business here. And that was us. I mean, we don't make money doing this. And it's always hard to negotiate pricing because, I mean, we say this is how much transportation is. This is how much our venues are. Take it or leave it. And for the most part, they're pretty... they understand, but you get a few of them who they'll argue with you, and you say, you know, there's nothing really we can do about it.
The economic impact to the community is limited, but Sensky says there's value in bringing visitors here who will spread the word to others that Unalaska Dutch Harbor is a worthwhile place to visit.
We don't make a lot of money off a cruise ship, but just enough to, you know, pay our venues, pay our transportation, and just show them what we have to offer.
The tour wrapped up with visits to the World War II Museum and the Museum of the Aleutians. The visit also gave passengers their last chance to do some shopping in the United States before heading for Russia in what's scheduled to be a 24-night voyage across the North Pacific from Canada to Japan.